This week we will be looking into receiving from God in a way that will be a blessing to us and to others around us. Our aim and goal is to let people apply this to their daily life. When the term give and receive comes up, we think about Christmas. We think about gifts we either buy for a person, or wondering what will I receive as a gift this year. We always say, I hope it's something I can use. What if what I get or give a person will fit me or the other person whom I'm giving this gift to? Another example of giving and receiving is in a football game. The quarterback throws the ball, and attempt the receiver will catch the ball. The quarterback acts as the giver and other person as the receiver. As we move forward, one need to understand the act of giving and receiving in the spiritual sense. There are many ways of looking at this. One is at God's point of view and the other is man's point of view. How do we as believers or upcoming believers receive from God? How do we open up to Him and get what we need? The process could be simple or difficult, depends on the person. To receive something, it means to accept something from a person. In order to receive a gift, the gift had to be offered to us. God has a lot to offer us. Are we willing to take that gift? The most important gift He gives to people is the gift of eternal life. Living a life full of His grace and mercy. Yet He offers us more, but do we accept it? God loves us, and He loves us as we give unto Him. Give to Him your time, your love, devotion, your life, a sacrifice of praise, another thing that He received from you directly. God wants us to give our offering and tithes to Him. Most of all, it's about your love and compassion to God. What will I give God today as He received from me? For a believer in receiving from God, many need to be empty. How can we receive from God if our heart, soul, mind and spirit is filled with junk? Junk we've been holding on to for years. That is why in Psalms it says, "Be still, know I am God." To be still to me means empty out yourself and know who God is. For example, when one is relaxing in the tub, at times it takes all their cares away. They go into another state of being. They relax and not thinking about the cares of life. As we relax or bathe in God, it's a process of purging things out of us and allowing God to fill us with His thoughts and action. Again, it's all about receiving and giving in the spiritual realm of things. I don't want to be a long post, but today was about clearing our mind to receive from God. As we continue this, final thoughts for today. Is this when a cup is full, nothing can get into it? As we empty the cup, it can get full again. We must empty out things in our life in order to receive from God. Once we empty out, God pour into us His truth and His thoughts and ideals. The question to this will be, accept what God will offer us. Be ready for a wonderful teaching in the next few days. Tomorrow it's all about continue to receive from God all that He has from us. This is Minister John Corum from Given Hope Evangelistic Ministry. We are ministering the Word of God so people can understand God's truth and His ways. Continue to join us and be blessed.
This is Minister John Corum. Thank you for tuning into our podcast today. We will continue with this subject, receive from God. As we continue, I pray that these words have been ministering to your soul. And also, you can reach us at ghem.org@outlook.com. Please continue to join us as we deliver the word, the series of receiving from God.